You're listening to SBS News. Major Australian businesses are required to publish modern slavery statements each year to crack down on a problem the United Nations estimates impacts more than 40 million people. The director of the Business and Human Rights Centre at RMIT University, Dr. Shelley Marshall, says progress is being made in Australia, but the country is lagging behind comparable nations in the OECD. As an example, she nominates Woolworths, which has identified 332 Australian fruit and vegetable suppliers within its supply chain where workers were at risk of slave-like conditions. Dr. Marshall says while that's a good first step, companies need to be able to show that they can act on such observations.
It's fantastic that there's new transparency around this, but it really is showing big gaps in companies' knowledge within their supply chains and also their actions in terms of remediation.
The federal government has released a 5-year national plan to crack down on modern slavery, which includes forced labour, child marriage and people trafficking. Assistant Minister for Community Safety, Jason Wood, says $10.6 million will go towards ensuring businesses comply with legislation to remove slavery from supply chains and protect victims.
The United Nations estimates that over 40 million people are trapped in modern slavery, with the majority of these in global supply chains. Simply put, modern slavery is not acceptable, and as I always say, as a former police officer, it is a serious crime.
Part of the funding will go towards a dedicated team in the Australian Border Force. Australian Border Force Commissioner Michael Ottram says the pandemic has only increased the risk factors for modern slavery.
The distressing reality of modern slavery is that it is a crime that is rife across the world, and there is no country and no supply chain that is immune. And for this reason, the key to effectively combating these crimes is collaboration, information sharing, knowledge sharing, working in partnerships. And we will continue to provide targeted peer-to-peer capacity building and technical assistance to partner governments in the region to strengthen law and policy frameworks to address modern slavery.
Dr. Shelley Marshall from RMIT University says labour standards are a core aspect of human rights, and the pandemic has exposed shortcomings in the Australian workforce.
The kinds of conditions that have been brought to the fore this year are lack of access to sick leave, a lack of access to carers leave, insecurity in work, and the extent of insecurity across the Australian workforce has really gained a lot of attention, and I'm very heartened about that. The JobKeeper and JobSeeker programs also, I think, highlighted the extent that the existing programs that we have to support workers when they're out of work have been inadequate.
Dr. Marshall says she hopes some of the care that's been on display this year for those who are vulnerable can be sustained and strengthened by legislative changes.
As a society, we are only as strong as our weakest and most vulnerable, and that we need to have, continue the really strong care that we have shown for each other beyond the pandemic, and take that into a very hard look at our legislative provisions and the ways that they are not actually benefiting everybody in our society.
Greg Dyatt, SBS News.